are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
As service contractors, we might consider ourselves problem solvers. We give a customer advice and help him or her find a solution. But before we become problem solvers, we must listen. This is often the missing link in relating to a customer. We are geared to a talk-oriented society. Thus, we feel to be effective business people, we must talk. Someone said the only reason we listen is because we know we get to talk next. But the real essence of customer service is to let the customer know we want to serve by listening first to their problem. In managing people, the most desirable trait that employees like in bosses is the willingness to listen. At Loyola University a few years ago, a study was done to find out what people liked best in their managers. And the answer was good listening skills. They kept getting back responses, "I like my boss because he listens to me." And, "I like my boss because she cares enough to listen." We need to give more attention to improving listening skills. Someone said that our physical features stress listening. We have 2 ears on the sides of our head, visible to everyone, and only one tongue, which is placed in a cage behind ivory bars. Our credibility is tied up in our willingness to listen. When we listen to a customer's problem, even if we feel we know the solution just by looking at the mess, we show our "I care" quotient by listening through the problem. A customer calls again, the contractor he or she believes will listen. One of the reasons I keep going back to a particular dry cleaners is that if I have a shirt missing or they have failed to use the right amount of starch, I know that when I call, they will listen to my concern and respond to it. I keep going back to the same physician because I know that even if he has a full waiting room, he sits and listens to my aches and pains as though I'm the only patient he has. Our expertise is important, but it is our listening that gets us to the point for the customer to trust us and see us as the experts. In addition, if we make a listening mistake, it will often cost us money. We may have to do the repair over again, or we may take twice as much time to find the office or home of the customer if we did not listen well to directions. In fact, considering that we have about 100 million workers, if every worker made just one $10 listening mistake a year, the cost to the American public would be around $1 billion. But poor listening can cost even more. At the Beverly Hills Supper Club fire in Southgate, Kentucky in 1977, 167 people lost their lives, and much of the loss of life was due to poor listening. A busboy got up on stage during the warm-up act preceding the John Davison show and took the microphone away from the two comedians who preceded him. He said very calmly that there was a fire and pointed to the exit doors. But no one moved, and precious seconds were lost. The audience thought he was part of the act.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.